is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Monday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. It's going to be a big week, of course. A lot of things to talk about. We've got a new bomb that's gone off in Austin, Texas last night. That's bomb number 4. 2 injuries, nobody killed. The serial bomber apparently lashing out after a plea for a conversation from the police. We've got the battles over McCabe and Comey. Now that Andrew McCabe has been fired, so you've got all that going on. Of course, we'll talk about March Madness and Michigan moving on, Michigan State not. But I want to share this story with you here because this story is something you need to hear about. You're not going to hear about it many other places. This comes from the Chicago Tribune, so I'll share this with you from the Chicago Tribune, but you need to be aware of this because this should be something that other states say, no, this will not do. Municipal ID cards that Mayor Rahm Emanuel is launching for undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, and others will be a valid form of identification for people both registering to vote and voting in the city of Chicago. That according to a letter that Alderman received on Friday. Clerk Anna Valencia, who is heading up the City Key program, cited state election rules to explain why the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners will accept the card. The Illinois Election Code requires the Board of Elections to accept current, valid photo identification cards and other local governmental documentation that includes an individual's name and address as proof of identity and residency. The City Key fits both of these requirements, so says Valencia's letter. Now, think about what they're telling you here. You get an ID card in the city of Chicago. It's called City Key. I don't know what else it does, but it's an ID card, and it's legal to vote with. But it's designed to help out illegal aliens. It's designed to help illegal aliens have a form of ID when they're living in Chicago, which is, in effect, a sanctuary city. Here's the problem. You're basically promoting the idea that illegals can vote in Chicago and it's perfectly fine because here's your ID and nobody's going to ask and there's no way to find out because it gets worse. This card will be available in the spring. Most aldermen voted in favor of the program. And it's viewed in City Hall circles as a way for Emanuel to boost his standing with Hispanic voters and immigrant rights supporters as he preps for a 2019 re-election bid. And of course, if he can get illegals to vote for him, heck yeah, that would certainly help. But a handful of city council members are opposed, but here's what you have to know. This means that illegals can vote in Chicago, and then they get rid of the information. Once you have the card, they purge the information so that nobody can come find you or look for you or find out that you're here illegally. Boom, that's gone. Valencia spokeswoman Katie Lafergie said the clerk's office consulted with city election officials before determining the cards pass muster as one of the many types of identification that can be used as voter ID. So if a national election comes down to Illinois, a federal election for president comes down to Illinois, and Illinois has known and knowingly allowed illegals to vote, you're allowing non-citizens to determine the outcome of a federal presidential election in America, potentially. That's why this cannot stand. This absolutely cannot stand because it violates, first of all, I believe it violates federal law. But it certainly violates the trust that Michigan, for example, would have in Illinois. If you're openly allowing, because you're not going to check, and these cards are designed for undocumented immigrants, read illegal alien. And you're encouraging these folks to get them because Valencia has said the city will make the municipal card appealing to people other than those who have trouble getting state ID cards, such as those in the country illegally, homeless people, those recently released from prison. But it's still unclear what benefit the ID card will provide besides anything else, except that it'll give you the ability to vote. Other than that, nobody has been able to articulate what this card is for or why it's any different than a state ID card. The city has announced residents will be able to use the IDs in place of both Chicago Public Library cards and the Chicago Transit Authority Venture Fair cards. Valencia also hopes to be able to announce deals with cultural institutions to allow cardholders to get discounts or other perks. Those haven't been revealed. And why would you need those? The first 100,000 cards issued this year will be free. 100,000 cards. Does anybody know how many illegals live in Cook County or Chicago or that part of the state of Illinois? Remains to be seen if whether the Chicago program will approach that number. New York City issued about 1 million ID NYC cards in 2 years, but just 30,000 people received San Francisco. You see how this works? Look at the cities. Chicago, New York, San Francisco all have these ID cards. And they allow people to vote. They allow people to vote without question, without challenge, without being citizens. And if the complaint from Democrats is, well, it doesn't matter if they're citizens, then why do you care if Russia colluded with Donald Trump? If it doesn't matter if you're a citizen to vote, then why does it matter to you at all if the Russians were involved in the 2016 election? It's disingenuous. It's dishonest what you're saying, because if you're so truly appalled by Russia interference in the 2016 election, as you claim, without evidence of such, and then say it's perfectly okay for an illegal alien in Chicago and elsewhere to get an ID card that will allow them to vote, and you say, well, that's fine, then you're a dishonest person, period. You're a dishonest person. There's no other way to get there. You are a dishonest individual. How could you arrive at the idea that somehow it's horrible for the Russians to send Facebook notes and tweets and so forth, but it's perfectly okay for illegal aliens in Illinois to get ID cards that allows them to vote? Either you're an honest person or you're not. It's pretty simple. And if you're not, then you're looking for an ideology and you're looking for a support. And Rahm Emanuel is looking for support from people that are not here legally. He's trying to get elected to office by people that are not even Americans. And if Chicago and Illinois allow that to happen, we should not. Other states should challenge them in federal court and say, this will not stand. What other choice do we have? What other choice do we have? It's 14 after on a Monday. Glad to have you here. Being a citizen has to matter, right? Being a citizen has to matter. It has to have, well, the rights of citizenship, frankly. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.